Nolte, Mitt Romney pays tribute to himself after voting to convict an innocent man. By John Nolte on February 6, 2020. As hideous and craven as Senator Mitt Romney's RUT business and political career has been, the mercenary carpet bagging in Massachusetts and Utah, one more state than Hillary Clinton. The pathetic insecurity behind a secret Twitter account to champion himself. The sweaty flip-flops on the biggest issues of our time. Government-run healthcare, gay rights, gun control, abortion. Firing Richard Grenell for being gay, the same Richard Grenell Trump proudly, and rightly, hired to be our ambassador to Germany. And my personal favorite. Willard's sniveling daddy issues when it comes to Donald Trump. When Willard doesn't get his way, daddy is a fraud and a con man. When Willard wants to be the fraud secretary of state or needs his political endorsement, daddy is suddenly the man who can lead us to that better future. Nothing tops or will likely ever top Romney's vote this week to convict an innocent man, and doing so only after he had made the arrangements necessary to immediately exploit this treachery to pose as a martyr and earn lavish praise from the establishment media. Think about that. Romney not only voted to convict an innocent man, voted to overturn a national election and disenfranchise the votes of some 60-plus million Americans, but in advance of this transgression, this bottom-feeding opportunist orchestrated a celebration of himself, a digital ticker tape parade in honor of his courage, virtue, and sanctimony, and did so with his former abusers at the far-left Atlantic magazine in a nationally televised interview with the anti-Trump Chris Wallace. Why would a man of character do such a thing? Wouldn't a true man of character let the vote in his floor speech speak for itself? Wouldn't a true man of character cast his vote, keep his head down, and then, out of respect for his constituents, save his interviews for local media in Utah to explain himself directly to those he represents? I think that's what a man of true character would do. But because Romney is not a man of character, he orchestrated a self-aggrandizement tour so he could pose as the last honorable man only to media outlets that would gush over his treason, that would never challenge him. What's more, does a man of character appear on national television just so that the whole world can watch him climb up on a cross and nail himself to it? Get a load of these quotes from his Wednesday interview with Wallace. No one has to pay tribute to Mitt's mighty moral courage. As you can see, he's taking care of that all by himself. The personal consequences, the political consequences that fall on me as a result of that are going to be extraordinary. Yeah, it's going to get very lonely. And again, the consequences are significant. There has not been a morning since this process began that I slept beyond 4 a.m. I dreaded the responsibility I'd have. But I was not willing to abdicate the responsibility given to me by the Constitution nor to ignore my conscience out of personal and political significance, considerations. I had to follow my conscience. I have spoken a good deal with my family because this will have consequence. The blowback will have consequence, not just for me, but for my family, for my wife, for my sons, for my daughters-in-law, for my 24 grandkids. That's why the burden has been so substantial as I've done this. But they all said, you've got to do what you believe is right. There was no call to pull back or, gee, Dad, you know, this is going to be tough. They said, do what you believe is right. But on the other side, there is, do you do what you know is right? Do you do what your conscience and your heart tells you? Do you abide by the oath that you swore to God? And I believe in God and I believe I have a responsibility to put that first one to put all the other consequences behind. I've got broad enough shoulders to be able to weather personal changes in my career, political or otherwise, but what I don't have is the capacity to ignore my conscience. That's why the burden has been so substantial as I've done this. But they all said, you've got to do what you believe is right. There was no call to pull back or, gee, Dad, you know, this is going to be tough. They said, do what you believe is right. Let's just say, Thomas More he is not. You know, it's one thing to be shallow, simpering gerbil of a man who believes he's a lion. It's quite another to sit on a jury and vote for the conviction of an innocent man as a means to boost your own ego. Whether it's impeachment or your local courthouse, there is no greater responsibility put on an American than the responsibility of a jurist, the responsibility to judge a fellow human being, to abuse and exploit that responsibility for your own personal gain. Well, there are just no words. And, of course, Trump is innocent, and, of course, Romney knows this. To begin with, we know for a fact Ukraine had no idea the aid had been paused, which means there is no way a jurist can reach a guilty verdict based on extortion or bribery. We also know that Joe and Hunter Biden's behavior in Ukraine was at worst criminal and at best corrupt, which means Trump had a responsibility to call for Ukraine's government to investigate. Listen, I have no doubt Trump was thrilled to discover a potential political opponent had compromised himself in this way. But there can also be no doubt Trump was justified in his request. What a vile man Mitt Romney is, a truly vile man. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.